For the first time in 4 months, the busy Auckland Road linking the suburbs of Westmere and Point Chevalier has partially reopened. Meola Road closed last December and was supposed to open to traffic in February, but Auckland Transport says there's still much more work to do and the upgrade won't be completed till the end of the year. In the meantime, the road has partially reopened to one lane of traffic with multiple stop-goes between 7am and 7pm. Outside of these times, two-way traffic can operate, but on-road parking is off-limits. Louise Tanuth reports.
For the last 4 months, this has been the soundtrack to the lives of many Point Chevalier and Westmere residents. Upgrades to drainage, underground power lines and cycleways are due for Meola Road, but in the meantime, road cones, traffic management and construction fill the streets. This morning, some relief with a single lane of traffic finally allowed through the road from 7am to 7pm. It goes to two lanes after 7pm, with stop-goes in place and some sections still cordoned off. This Point Chevalier resident says there are huge delays getting around by car.
Sometimes it's challenging. It's just getting to and from St Luke's even was a bit of an issue up into Ponsonby. These things are sent to try us, I guess.
Side streets off Meola Road, like Kiwi Road, are bearing the brunt of the construction. Local resident Bill says extra traffic down his street is causing accidents.
I had the car, I think it got hit out here a few weeks ago. Just the amount of traffic, this was the bus route as well, and you just can't get parking around here. Quite horrendous.
Parking is also an issue. Many residents like Lily, who live on Meola Road, need to be out of their driveways at certain times to avoid getting stuck. I bump into her as she's searching for where she parked her car.
It's parked on a side road somewhere. I mean, it encouraged me to get a bit of exercise every so often, but it is frustrating, and there have been times where we haven't moved the car in time and then they've dug a big pit and we can't get out, and it just makes journeys quite a lot slower if you have to ask people to put some gravel in so you can drive out.
The roadworks are also taking a toll on businesses.
It's like 50% drop in sales right away. It's been very tough for us. We can barely pay our rent.
The Corner Cafe on Point Chevalier Road is facing a double whammy. Co-owner Lun Lai Kai says the Meola roadworks have drastically reduced business. On top of that, Point Chevalier roadworks are right in front of their cafe.
Kind of impossible. And of course the noise, the dust. If not, our regular customers keep coming to support us. We've been closed already.
They've had to let some part-time staff go and aren't able to pay themselves. They've also tried selling different products like bubble tea and ice creams to entice customers. She says open for business banners from AT are all they have to show in terms of support.
We know, we understand this must be done, I mean, for the greater good, for the community, but we also suffer financial loss. Don't know how long I can survive this. This is worse than COVID.
Chair of the Waitemata local board, Genevieve Sage, says there are mixed feelings about the roadworks, but key walking and cycling connections will be welcomed. In a statement, Auckland Transport says it's doing its best to minimise the effects of the roadworks on businesses, neighbours, pedestrians and motorists. It's also asking the public to avoid non-essential travel in the area.